top of the morning to you right there. Wherever you are listening at the moment, welcome to this amazing radio show with the Techers right here. 7 minutes gone past the hour of 10 o'clock. And yes, it's a fresh week. I'm particularly excited about this week because it's a packed week for me. And I'm hoping that's also a packed week for you. When I mean packed in a positive way. I hope that you woke up on a bright side. I keep asking you this question because I just, you know, hope that when you wake up on the bright side, the rest of the day becomes beautiful for you. That's because you woke up thinking positively. You woke up thinking beautiful things in your mind. And I'm hoping you're great. I'm not here alone in the studio. I'm here with someone that I love. And it's such a privilege to be hosting this radio show with him. I mean, I never ever saw this coming, but I am grateful for this opportunity. He's no other but Collins. Take it.
Well, she decided to mention my name first before hers, but I'll just go straight to mention your amazing name. She is the Delectable, the Hummingbird, like they call on radio. She's the lady with a voice that keeps you glued to your seat, close to your radio set, listening to the sweet melodies from the airwaves into your eardrums that leaves you in peace and harmony. Her name is Andrea Adobe. Yes, indeed. It's more than a privilege to have you as a co-host on this show. I mean, I'm sure that a lot of people do not know that you are my hidden producer, my hidden ginger, my hidden, you know, it's pretty much like without you, I function less of myself. I'm not even ashamed to say that. And it's not wrong. And thank you very much, Andre. Thank you. And it should be about you, babes. I mean, in 2 days, you'll be your birthday. Not about, it should be about
yeah,
you, really.
Yeah, like I said, it's packed week for me. Today's also very special because it's my friend's birthday, a very special friend's birthday. Yeah. And I want to give her a shout out.
Okay.
So if you're listening, Gloria Imefbori. Okay. I don't really know how to pronounce her surname, but yeah, Gloria, today is her birthday.
Okay.
So I'm wishing you, it's like a milestone for her. She's 30 today.
Wow.
And I am here celebrating you.
Happy birthday, Gloria.
Wishing you a happy birthday. Mm-hmm. She is one amazing person. We met during, she's one of the gifts that NYSC brought to me.
Okay.
You know, years ago. And I'm just blessed that we still have such friendship going on for us. I love you so much, Gloria. And I pray that this year will be a year of greatness for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I say amen to that, seconding that.
Say happy birthday, Gloria. We're going to turn up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to turn up.
Yes,
turn
indeed.
Up real good. So shout out to you wherever you are. And I pray that you have all the good things that you have. You know, you have prayed for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I really pray that every of your silent prayers begin to unleash, begin to, you know, answer. Yeah.
Fantastic. Indeed. If there's anyone who was born today in history or you're born this week in history, yesterday was Chukwudi's birthday.
Yeah.
Husband material, if you know him too well. I mean, legendary guy, trust me. That's the least I could say about him. Happy birthday to him, belated. And to everyone, BKGMB, happy birthday to you. His birthday was on Saturday. And to all of you. And if you're born also, well, we don't mind celebrating you in a special way. Indeed.
That's right. That's right. April Bones, we're just special. We're just special. There's something about us that's different.
I heard that you have a mind of your own.
Yeah, we do.
April Bones, right?
Yeah, we do. I can't even deny that. All of the April Bones I've met.
Are they complicated a bit?
They're not complicated. Am I complicated? Hello?
I'm just saying.
We're not complicated. We're just beautiful beings.
I don't even believe in that, man. I don't believe it has to do with any month you're born. I just believe human beings become who they are based on their experiences. I mean, I know all the April Bones that I've known all my years before I knew you. They are nothing like you.
Hmm.
So that keeps me wondering whether indeed these things are actually true.
About April Bones.
What they say about when people are born and how
certain months.
Certain months and I mean all the what do you call them? What
Aries?
Do you call this? what you're called Aries, right?
Yeah.
I'm a Capricorn.
Okay.
I've had people who are born in April that sound, they act like Capricorns. So I don't know, man, whether to believe that or not. Maybe a conversation for another day. But you are one of a special April-born.
Aww.
That's just so different.
And, aww.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Lagos, Nigeria, how are you doing this morning? You know how we do it every day. We want to hear from you. We want to feel your pulse.
That's right.
What is going on? Are you already in a meeting this morning? Are you stuck in traffic?
Mm-hmm.
What is happening in your lungo? Do you want to share with us something that isn't right that you just want to vent about? It's good to vent, you know, once in a while. But you know, when you're venting, please learn not to use words you can use on radio. But okay, it's good to vent and tell us what is going on around you. How are you feeling? I'm particular about how you're feeling. I hope that your mental state is stable. I hope that you're fine, right? It's very important that we sometimes check ourselves mentally. Are we okay mentally? Are we having you know, emotional rush here and there that isn't healthy to our mental state? It's very important.
Yes, indeed, very important. We just want to have a feel of you, like Andrea said, and that's exactly what we're going to start the show with. But that's not to say that we do not have
our conversation of family talk this morning. As much as it is something that, you know, we're screaming about and talking about, it's actually a very important conversation that I think that if you are any human being, because sometime along the line you were a child to a parent,
yep,
and you will someday along the line become a parent to a child.
Yeah.
So it's like a cycle. It keeps going round and round, you
yep
know. So we want to talk about something that is very important. One way or the other, it has affected you and you're not even aware that you're affected by it. And
yeah,
the way you are seeing life, you have perceived life today is because of what you must have been through as a child. So yeah, I think that gives already an idea of what we'll be sharing on Family Talk this morning.
It's more or less like a follow-up to a conversation we had in the past, but did not necessarily follow up. Maybe just an offshoot from that conversation. You remember the day we talked about the thin line between disciplining a child abuse?
That's right.
So it's like we're picking some, you know, topics are like trees. They have
branches,
right?
That's right.
And sometimes we just pick on the leaves and just talk about it. The leaf itself has its full components that have a lot of things to talk about. Sometimes with the branch, the branch itself has leaves and other branches. So that's the way topics on Family Talk are like. So picking from that topic, we let's say a branch or leaf of that topic is what we'll look at today. I know you don't want to let it out just
yet. Should we do that already?
Maybe we should.
But I think that we should hear from Lagos first.
Yep.
I mean, we want to know how you feel. I think we don't give Lagos enough time to tell us how you're feeling.
Yep.
I know that, you know, sometimes you just want to call the radio station. I want to tell them how I'm feeling this morning. What is all this rubbish in this Lagos? I don't understand. How can I be stuck in traffic for how many hours? What is going on? This person just bashed my car right now. I don't know why. What is going on here? You know, sometimes we could be frustrated and we just want to talk. So yeah,
absolutely,
feel free to talk this morning.
But do not forget to do the exercise. Scream "What's up, Lagos?" if you can. If you have the energy to do that.
That's right.
But if not, you could just do it with chicka 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 chicka. What's up, Lagos?
What's that? You know, some people just compose songs for What's Up Lagos, and we love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, if you are just tuning in for the first time, let me do a disclaimer. There are some crazy callers that we love. They are not just part of the show, but they are elements of the show. So when they call in, don't be surprised. You hear people call and say, "What's up, Lagos?" Or you hear someone say, "Lay chicka 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 chicka." Don't be surprised. Don't be. Just prepare your mind for everything and anything. All
right.
But it's going to be fun radio. That's for sure. What are the phone lines to call? Well, we'll give you now.
0700-993-993-993. And if you're a woman, to call 01465-7190.
That's it for WhatsApp. You can send a message to 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. What's happening in your lungu? What's going on with you? How was the weekend? A lot of people spend the weekend mourning DMX, one legend that indeed changed the world with his craft. It went. What was your weekend like? How did it go?
Yeah, that's another beautiful question to ask. I mean, how was your weekend? Mm-hmm. We had tragic stories. We also had beautiful stories.
That happens every day.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
DMX was one of the very, I would say, it really dampened a lot of people's mood, you know, mm-hmm. thinking about him and how that he's being the huge impact to the music industry globally, because it's not just, you know, in the US, everywhere. And having him pass away, it's more like just the way MJ passed away mm-hmm. and how everybody felt about it. It's more like the same thing that's going on now. Anyways, yesterday we're in church and it felt like Pastor was talking to us.
Like a follow-up of our...
Of a conversation we had on Friday. Talking about marriage.
Yeah, it was lit, and I can't wait to share because I see that the phone lines are being screened right now. As soon as we get quality sound, we can start taking your calls. Mm-hmm. But I can't wait to share. For the moment, the first thing he asked was, what does marriage mean to you? Mm. What's your perception of it? I was like, hey, you know, Pastor, are you listening to us? You know, but he really shared some insight.
The spirit is one.
Yeah.
The spirit is one.
Which spirit?
The whole... Okay. Okay, yeah. I wanted to actually say that. I mean, he probably is in tune with our spirit. However. Okay, so he made something that, you know, really striking to me. And I think that that's actually one of the reasons. He said, okay, this is what affects both people who are single and people who are married. Mm-hmm. The fact that we have a perception about marriage. And because you have a perception based on what you're seeing, mm-hmm. other people's marriages, and perception as to what you have seen, that is your parents' marriage. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't so well for your parents, you wouldn't exactly want, I mean, your kind of mentality
about marriage
mm-hmm. would be a certain way based on what you have seen over the years. And somehow that actually does affect marriage. So it still boils down to what marriage means to you, the purpose of marriage to you. So what marriage means to an individual, a single person, is different from what marriage means to a single person. And what would actually keep your marriage going is based on the purpose that you would have, the meaning of that marriage that you would have, you know, as a couple.
If you allow the site to define marriage as a place where you go there and you escape from family,
you run away from
or a place where to improve your status. He talked about that too. Say that indeed would mean that you will get in there and expect that your status will be high. So if anybody brings something opposite of it, you'd be like, but I'm married. You start hearing things like, I'm married. You know, I'm supposed to be respected. So that your expectations will be based on your perception.
That's right.
Aye, aye, aye.
It's a lot. I think that's why we have a lot of marriages not being whole. Mm. Because of the perception. Even the society has got a wrong perception as to what marriage is about.
Remember what we said last week? No two persons are the same. No two relationships are the same. No two marriages will ever be the same. Mm-hmm. So even if someone tells you, go left, go right, you might need to be going up and down instead. Just saying, guys.
I mean, if you are someone who wants to get married, I think what you should think about or what you should have in your mind is to define what marriage means to you and make sure that the person who you want to get married to has also has that idea about marriage so that you both can coexist.
Because if we have different ideas, man... Gonna be war, but it was a very eye-opening service.
Absolutely.
And a follow-up indeed. And
I wish I can invite people right now, but I can't do that. I'm sorry. If you want me to invite you, come over to my social media, Andrea_tech, and trust me, I'm just gonna share a link.
Yeah.
And you'll be fine.
Well, it's 2 days to Andrea's birthday, and we're live on radio. It's 20 minutes past the hour of 10, and we need to start taking the calls right now to hear from Lagos. We've told you about our weekend. We just talked about what we heard in church. We also talked about how the weekend went well. I slept pretty well the 2 days. Like, blessed with me sleeping well. And
I don't know. Blessed with me.
You know, I need to know what you guys feel like and how the weekend went for you. Mm. Let's know. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. What's up? Just
life. Thank you very much. And God bless all of you there in the studio.
Amen. God bless you too. Amen. Who?
You have Mr. Sam calling from Ikorodu here.
All right, Mr. Sam. Good to have you. Let's talk.
Thank you very much. Yes, normally for me, every day is a fulfilled day for me. Because before I leave home, I hand over every activities concerning my life into the hand of God.
Okay.
At the end of the day, when I go out and come in with some accomplishment or with some disappointment, I give thanks to God for the success and for the work that I've not been able to achieve, believing that He is in control. So that is how I've been living my life all the year long. But today, I'm very, very excited because as early as 5 o'clock, my daughter woke me up that I should pray for her, today being her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to your beautiful daughter.
Wow.
Thank you very much. And I'm so happy that she knows that I don't used to celebrate birthday with chicken, with this and that, but with commitment to God in prayer. So I prayed with her and I bless her. And I have opportunity to tell her, if at any time she offended me, I use negative word against, I revise all those negative words. And I pronounce positive word into her life. And I believe she will excel by the grace of God. And that's what I did to both my family and friends and loved ones. And so I'm so happy today for the gift of another life for my daughter. And I believe God will continue to uphold her and entire family. So I'm so happy. Thank you very much.
All right. What's your daughter's name? And would you like to give a specific shout out?
Victoria John.
Victoria.
All right. Happy birthday to you, Victoria John. That's coming from your dad, and we are lending a voice to that. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you, sir. Oh, boy. That's the kind of call we want to receive. And I love the fact that he said that he used that as an opportunity to ask for forgiveness to the children, that in case I have ever said things that hurt you. You know, do you know how healing that is?
I mean, how many parents even apologize to their children? I think we shouldn't talk about it. I have my experience. My mom says she can never apologize to me.
Yeah, see, I've heard it. Someone has said, have you not seen in court, Seth, there was a lady that was owing.
There's a lady. There's it's a, my daughter now.
Yes, now. In court, this lady and a daughter, this woman and a daughter were in court because of the woman. The daughter said, "Madam, my mom is collecting money for me. I'm not paying. Borrowing, I'm not paying." So he got to the court. And the judge said, "Madam, you are going to pay your daughter." He said, "Me? How can I pay her? My daughter, my own daughter, now pay her." He said, "Never go." They say, "Madam, this one you pay." You know, and stuff like that. So it's a mindset that people just think that people see children as property, like, Nami own your property and all that.
You don't have
and
rights.
And, they hardly forgive, apologize. I don't know if my... I think my mom apologized to me stylishly. No vex. But say to look at me and tell me, "I'm sorry. I didn't experience that." And yeah, I think a lot of people didn't experience that.
I think that's the same case for me too. You didn't outrightly say, "Oh, I'm sorry I did this," but no vex. It's okay now. It's okay.
Please say it well. Say, "I'm sorry." Mention my name and say, "I'm sorry."
Yeah, it means a whole lot. It does. We're on a short break at the moment. When we come back, we'll take more of your messages and also introduce to you what we'll be talking about today on Family Talk.
That's right. N32, so says the time. Well, I'd like to say 28 minutes to the top of the hour. You're welcome back after that break to radio that inspires, that gives, that loves, that cares, that kisses. That's the radio you're listening to. Yeah, she didn't like that. But it's a radio for real people, real conversations. And we are set to bring yet another real people conversation right here on the Family Talk.
That's right.
She is Andrea Odobi Teke.
And he is Collins. Teke.
Thank you very much for the prestige pause, and we are set for the Family Talk, right? A lot of people have sent them some messages already to tell us how the weekend went and saying hi, love, hey, hi.
Yeah.
And there are people streaming on Facebook too. I can see some tweets coming in. Yeah, we cannot wait for all of that indeed.
Okay, so straight up to WhatsApp now. Oluwato Fumi Osinaike says, "What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Keke, and to your beautiful co-presenter. It is not Keke, all right? It is Teke. All right, and he says, today is my wife's birthday, Mrs. Olufumilayo Osinaike. I wish her the best in life. Osinaike was... Okay.
Okay.
And that I love her so deeply.
Aww.
From your hubby.
Oh. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to your...
Beautiful wife.
Osinaike. That's
Olufumilayo.
Okay, great. Fantastic. Wow. The husband is Olu. The wife is Olu. Olu Square. Great.
All right. Yeah. Paul from Ogun. He says he's in Ogun State presently.
Okay.
And he says, the Teke, I love you guys like Kilode. Hope you know I do. And he says, what's up, Lagos? You guys are hilarious. Just saying hi. I'm really strong and in need of my strength and health back. Last week, it was really stressful. Thanks to God that we are still alive. I love you guys. Oh, so sorry that you feel the way you feel at the moment, but I'm hoping and praying that you get your strength back.
That's right.
All right. Nothing like health, though. Sometimes we underestimate how, you know, important how health is. You know, we wake up, we can breathe, we're strong, we can eat. You know, it's also a thing when you're feeling ill and you cannot eat. But grateful for health. We're really grateful for health.
That's right.
Let's see. Hola Noah from Aja says, I want to wish Ade Obi a happy, glorious birthday. What's up, Lagos? Okay.
Okay.
I want to believe he's trying to say
Ade Obi. Yes. It's on Wednesday, her birthday.
Yeah.
Start preparing because we're going to bring the building down.
Okay.
Bringing the building down.
Chris has putting himself on unnecessary pressure.
It's not pressure.
I don't understand. You want to do? Want to buy me a house? You better calm down. Calm what?
Calm. Is that what you want? Is that
calm
what you want?
Down.
A house?
Nah, calm down.
Okay, I'm getting ideas.
Okay. Olawale from Lagos here says, whoa, what's up, Lagos? Collins Teke, what's up, Andrea? I can't believe I'm sharing the same birthday with Andrea. I'm so overwhelmed with joy. Andrea, happy birthday to us in advance. Yes, happy birthday to us. Cheers to life.
Yes, indeed, cheers to life.
Familia from Abulegba says, what's up, Lagos? Beautiful morning, Andrea and Collins, the adorable couple. Andrea, we share the same month and happy and blissful birthday to you. God will surprise you for a birthday gift in Jesus. Amen. As in, I said that amen with the whole of the vibe of my being. It's understand. Anyways, moving on. He says, marriage is a beautiful thing. I'm married 2 years now. My wife is 24 and I'm 32.
Wow.
Before we married, we were first of all friends, just the way both of you are, without being friends as a basis. Both of you won't be able to co-host the same show.
That's right.
Friendship first, then there will be an easy glide in the marriage. There's nothing my wife and I don't share and talk about that. We yab each other a lot. It's just blissful. Marriage is not rocket science. Just know what you want. I love that you said
we need
this.
To meet you.
I tell you.
The yabbing part, I love the yabbing part. I usually only have more messages.
Yeah, I'll take this two last and then we go straight to what we're talking about today, right?
But I have WhatsApp messages. Facebook messages.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so those are streaming live.
All right, so Igwe Victor says, good morning, the great techers. What's up, Lagos? You guys are the bomb, making our day funky. My night was cool. Good, my ear is cool. And this is... he says, Wanyoma Oduobi, happy birthday in advance. Thank you.
Aww.
Then Edozie Dinan, she says, what's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. You both keep giving me more ginger. Just to wish Andrea an early birthday. More beautiful life. Wishing you both together to go. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so let's say Lagos is talking to us and people are excited. That's a good thing to know.
It is.
On Facebook, some comments are there already. What's up, Lagos? From Prince Adesonya Sunday. It's saying, what's up, Lagos? It's screaming loud. Shout out to you. We see you. You sign in. Felix Daniel says, I'm happy. I'm off duty today on a Monday.
Wow.
I know what that feels like. Monday and they say don't go to work. Congrats. Thank you so much, Felix. Felix said, I hate my job and I'm always happy when I'm not going to work. Wow. There are a lot of people in that position, man. They're just doing it because of the cheese, man.
True.
And God will bless you. You'll find the job that will keep you happy because I'm just imagining if I didn't like this job. I won't be here. If not bar, if not money, I'm here. Like, if not money, so for those who are anyway, let me leave that before I say more than what I've said. Bucci Long Life says, please, I need Nigerian info WhatsApp number. Somebody has answered. Thank you so much, Prince Adesanya, for giving the number straight. It's 0809-597-5805. All right. And Alose Zilo says, I'm sorry to hear. Okay, no, sorry, I didn't hear that. He was worried about the fact that it's YK Bolaji Aremu enjoying the vibes. What's up, Lagos? And Prince Anthony Akuma says, what's up, Lagos? And Godwin Osage, he says, I love my job. Different strokes for different folks.
That's right.
So that's it for the messages on Facebook. You can also stream us live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook. Nigeria Info 99.3. You see these beautiful faces streamed live on our platforms and even on YouTube too. Mm-hmm. You find us. Mm-hmm. It's time for us to get into our conversation for today, right?
That's right. And just like we mentioned before we went on the break, that it's kind of an offshoot of what we had last week, where we talked about the thin line between child discipline and child abuse. And then we decided to have this conversation because most people don't realize that this also is a form of child abuse.
That's right.
So, you see, child abuse is not all about you beating a child and, you know, that child having injuries all over their bodies, you know, physical abuse and what have you. There are also, it goes beyond that. It goes to the extent of it being an emotional abuse. And I think that emotional abuse leave more harm, more scar than the physical abuse. None is good. None is preferable.
Yeah.
But you see, I think the emotional abuse, you know, has that this long
effect.
Multiple effect. Yes.
Yeah.
It has the high effect. You know.
I mean, it leaves
dangerous
you more,
effect.
It leaves you more shattered in many areas.
Exactly.
Beyond just, you know,
that's right.
That experience, so
that's
to speak.
Right. Yeah.
You know, the truth is, I totally agree with you, because the truth is, child abuse isn't just about the black eye.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the black eye. Or, like she said, you know, while physical abuse is shocking due to the scars they leave, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not all signs of child abuse are obvious.
Mm.
Ignoring a child's need, putting them in an unsupervised, dangerous situation, exposing them to sexual situations and making them feel worthless or stupid are also forms of child abuse and neglect.
Mm-hmm.
And they can leave deep, I repeat, deep, lasting scars on the kids.
That's right. Today we're talking child neglect, a form of child abuse. Now, neglect, a very common type of child abuse. It's common, but not exactly. People don't exactly know that it is a form of child abuse. Now, it's a pattern of failing to provide or for a child's basic need, which include adequate food, clothing, hygiene, supervision. You know, it goes on and on. Child neglect is not always easy to spot, right? It's exactly easy. Just like we mentioned, it is common, right? It happens. But because we're not conscious of the fact that this is a form of abuse, we don't take note of it. Right. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a parent might become physically or mentally unaware to care for a child, such as in cases of serious illness or injury, untreated depression or anxiety.
That's right.
Other times, alcohol or drug abuse may seriously impair judgment and the ability to keep a child safe.
That's right.
You can imagine a father who drinks, a father who smokes. And you know that this would have a long-term effect on this child. But you're right there in front of the child and doing what you're doing in front of that child. That's also
a because he can't speak for himself, you know?
Exactly.
Well, that's why today on the show, Family Talk, we are going to be hearing your opinions on child neglect, which is a form of child abuse. We'd also try to look at some of the effects of child abuse and child neglect. And we'd also look at ways of addressing it. So our question today, our main question that on which premise this topic will be riding on, is what is your opinion on child neglect in Nigeria?
Yeah. And if you are a grown-up right now, I'm sure that you'll be thinking to ask yourself questions.
Child neglect.
Was I neglected?
Maybe after the show today, some people realize that their problem, why they are the way they are
right now,
is because they were neglected one way or the other. They experience a heavy neglect growing up or at some point in their life.
I don't know. You know, sometimes parents could be so busy with life.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, especially if you're living in this part of the country, Lagos, Nigeria, it's usually tough for parents to, you know, pay 100% to their children.
Mm.
And, you know, say that you're there for them, you're keeping in touch with them, you are supervising them, you are caring for them, you're nurturing them and what have you. Sometimes, you know, these things come where you're not able to show as much attention or give as much attention that you would want to give to your child.
Mm.
But, you know, in the long run, that neglect, sometimes it could be that you are not aware of it, you're not sure because of situations and things that, you know, where we cannot avoid. But in the long run, that neglect has a way of abusing that child's mental state.
Yep.
And could have, you know, an effect in the long run, a negative effect in the long run.
So there are a list of effects that we might touch on as we proceed.
That's right.
A lot of them. In fact, top of my head right now, I'm looking at lack of trust, you know, relationship difficulties. Those are some of the effects.
Hmm.
You know, core feeling of being worthless.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
Hmm.
We also have some signs that will show that a child is experiencing neglect or dealing with neglect as an abuse.
If you're an individual and you think that you have felt some kind of neglect from your parents in the past, we would like for you to share your experience with us.
Yep.
Let's talk about it, all right? Because sometimes talking about it can also help you heal. So let's share. Let's hear from you this morning. Have you been neglected as a child?
How did that affect you? And how are you dealing with it right now? The numbers, one more time, haven't changed. They are 0700-993-993-993.
Mm-hmm.
And for the ladies, hello, ladies.
Keep them.
You can call 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Let me do it the Andrea way. 01465-7190.
And if you want to contribute on WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805.
We're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. You can join us at Nigeria Info 99.3.
That's right.
On the line.
Hello?
That's not a way to start the calls, really. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Chest alive.
Okay, I'm a first-time caller. Like, I am so, so happy to be here.
Wow!
Yay. You made it!
Welcome.
All right, thank you guys. My name is Zoe, and I'm calling from Lagos. I'm calling from Isola.
Oh, all great to have you, Glory.
Yeah, so the question of neglect, I mean, there are so many things that point at as neglect, but now I'm trying to, like, find the true definition of neglect. Like, would you still call it neglect if your parents actually neglected you just because they wanted to provide for you?
Neglect.
Yeah. because if you were this way, that okay, well, if they were not always around, it was because of this, it was because of that, and would you rather have them stay with you all the time and not, you know, provide you with a comfortable life? What would you trade for the other? Because I mean, I look at it like, I felt like my parents gave us the best, but they were not always around.
It's like
we almost had everything we needed in the house. Everything was provided, but they were not always around.
So how did that affect you, though?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to define it, but I didn't have like a negative. It didn't have like a negative effect on me.
Okay.
Instead, I felt in a way like I was the oldest, so I kind of like took care of my siblings. Okay. They put me in a position where I was.
You grew up fast.
I grew up so fast. Like my siblings didn't really have to like experience all that I did because I was I was like eight. 7. I think I was 8-7 before the other ones came along. Mm. And I took care of them. I was there just filling up the space and everything. I mean, wow. I knew my siblings more than my parents do.
Wow.
But I don't even know how that makes them feel. But every time I try to make them understand, like, you know, when you pray, you got your siblings and pray like, oh, may mommy and daddy's business flourish. Mm. God provide for them so they could provide for us. Mm. And so many other things. But then again, I'm asking myself, like, I mean, in as much as I felt like I grew up by myself, I practically...
Yeah,
you know,
I mean...
People telling me, oh, do this, do that. Mm. It wasn't like... Okay. Oh, my parents might just leave instructions and be like, do this. But whether or not I did it or not, they didn't know. I mean, I would have turned out to be bad.
Yeah.
Because we're not always
yeah.
And it is, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just grace.
It's grace. No, absolutely.
I'm trying to ask myself, like, do you also fault them in that area if you know the reason why they were doing it? It's not like they were intentional, like they didn't care. Mm. Like, it's like, you know that period, like, you're talking to your mom, they ask you, oh, how did your day go? And then you're talking to them, and before you know it, the person you're talking to is already asleep.
Wow.
Because they are so tired and what?
Okay.
But then, do you blame them for that?
Hmm.
All right. So that would fall under the causes of child neglect in our society.
That's right.
For Lagos, many parents would be like, ah, it's not possible for me not to be a victim, I mean, to neglect the children because, you know, there's a lot to do.
It is a lot.
Now, neglects, what defines, see, when you hear child neglect, it's an abuse already. The definition already comes with an abuse. So that doesn't change.
Hmm.
You know, it's that... Because it leads to deprivation.
Yeah.
Once you deprive the child, whether there's a reason or not.
Or not.
It is.
I was going to say this. Now, being a parent, right, the sole responsibility of being a parent, is it to provide? Is it just to provide?
Aha.
Because from her story, they were away... Just
make
so
sure
that the children can have all that they want. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, is parenthood, all right, or parenting all about providing?
I don't think so. It's much more. It also includes not neglecting the kids.
That's right.
No, it's a hard truth, but it is what it is.
That's right.
People may have so many reasons to neglect their children.
Mm-hmm.
Reasons so tenable.
But
the truth is... Mm-hmm. It is what it is. Does it affect the children?
Yes, it does.
They may not even know, but it does affect them.
It does. It does.
Could we have a better society? Are we going to have better society if we do not neglect our children? Absolutely, yes. That's what the answer is. So, we would have a lot of people say, well, our parents had to neglect because they had to make ends meet. But does that stop it from being a neglect?
I have an aunt who is working in the bank.
Yeah.
Till now, she works in the bank. Shout out to you, Auntie Lizzie. She's a banker. And you know how bankers work.
Yeah.
You know how tasking their job can be.
Yeah.
Now, she's been there for many years. I think more than, you know, for many years. Maybe 15, 16 years thereabout. And, you know, she had children. There's something I admire about her. Despite the fact that she has to work, she never neglects her children. She knows her children. She has a relationship with them. She's present.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she has to provide. She has to go out and work, but she's still present in the life of her children.
Hmm. That's true. If you look at the number of emotional, psychological, physical, and every other effect that neglecting a child can cause and what it exposes them to. Not in this our internet world, Seth. That is even another topic entirely. Let's get back to the calls and hear more from Lagos as we approach our next break. 0700-993-993-993.
Wow.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning. Yes.
Yes.
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Who do we have?
She's a first time caller.
Yes. Another first time caller.
Oh, let's go.
Welcome. What's your name?
I would like to remain anonymous.
Okay, great. That's fine. Let's talk.
Because what I would like to share is something I've struggled so much. I've dialed this number several times. I had to end the call. But I just feel like I should talk about it.
Okay. Oh, fantastic.
This topic just triggered a lot of memories.
Mm.
My own my own experience of neglect was in all ramifications. Like, I grew up where my parents wake up as early as 5, they're out of the house, they come back very late. I don't even know what is called relationship with your parents. As early as primary school, I go to school on my own. Go to school on your own. My parents didn't know when I started seeing my period. They don't know a lot of things. I experienced a lot of abuse from people that were staying with us. They didn't know about me. A lot. My like I go to school, I collect my results on my own. Nobody asks me, oh, did you pass or not?
Wow.
You are buying whatever you're buying on your own. They don't want to know where you got the money from because I have to steal some things from them. They don't even know.
Every
time you have to remind them, like almost see the end of the term, they've driven you out from school. They don't know where you are when they drive you out of school. It was really, really terrible. Like, I can't even say everything right now.
How did it affect you, and how did you are you dealing with it?
I'm still struggling with it right now. Like now, I experience that I notice that I'm really, really defensive. I get angry a lot. I'm really, really defensive. Like, and I don't want to be accountable to anybody. Like, when someone is trying to put me on, like, want to question me and all, I don't like it. I become very defensive because that's not what I grew up experiencing. I never talked to anybody, ask me anything. I just go to pick up my postcard at the end of the section. Whether I pass or not is my business.
Wow.
My mom even tried. My dad's one was worse, and he didn't even know the name of the school I was attending. My dad didn't know the name of the school.
Are you the only child?
No, I'm the last. We were 9.
Wow.
Oh, it was crazy. So I'm not even close to my sibling. Like I left home before 18. I started staying on my own before 18. University, I don't know. It was crazy. My growing up was really, really crazy. I know.
We need to certainly have your number, man. We need to be friends. How about that?
Can you send us a DM?
Can you do us a DM?
Okay.
All right, great. All right. Make sure you do a DM, all right? We have it. Don't worry, it's confidential. Merci. Thank you so much for calling. We need to go quickly on the break. You see that experience? I knew a lot of people would share that. We'll talk more after the break.
It's 4 minutes gone past 11, and trust me, for a moment there, I was stiff.
You blanked out.
Yeah, because my mind, my head spinning, you know, thinking. Tony Oniono. Like, what did I just hear? If you just tuned in, you missed out on the first part of the show where we had a caller or two callers sharing their experience. And today, basically, we want to hear your experience. We're talking child neglect as a form of abuse. The fact that a lot of people, a lot of parents don't know that you neglecting your child, be it intentional or not intentional, one way or the other, you abuse the child emotionally. And see, it is worse when you abuse a child mentally than when you abuse a child physically.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
Some messages have come in, and we'll get into that, especially those who are streaming us live on Facebook. Calm down, baby. You'll be good. Princess Ekeze Okuli sending a message from Yanagua in Bayelsa State. He said, what's up, Lagos? I love you both. Happiest birthday in advance, Andrea. More wins. Lanre Yusufa says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Teke Dimeji. Thank God for the weekend. It was beautiful. Collins and Andrea, help me thank God for wisdom. I would have lost big money. Eh?
Wow.
It's a Madam Andrea. Happy birthday in advance.
Thank you.
We want to hear that gist. The money you didn't lose, we'll share it too. Hajia Tawakalitu Olonde sent a message here. He said, what's up, Lagos? I'm enjoying the program. Please always let us know where you're listening to us from. Joseph Moses says on Facebook, he says, what's up, Lagos? I am always excited listening to you guys. I love Nigeria Info. We love it too, and we love you too. Samuel Elua says, happy couple, love your comportment. Okay. I don't know what that means, but hey, thank you. What's up, Lagos? This message coming in from Ayodele Olusegun Betiku. Hope I'm correct with that name. Say, what's up, Lagos? This is very educative. And seriously, I have learned a lot But if we were children in the hands of our government, I think they are constantly abusing us because they have totally neglected the citizens. Thanks and God bless you. Wow. That's what a angle. Way to put it.
That's an angle.
That's a that, government, please, have you been neglecting? Is that a question?
Like, is that a question, Colin?
See, it's not, I'm finished ashamed that we can actually mention, say this on radio, like, and just move on with it.
Let's come back to what we're talking
Valerie
about.
Valerie Shancho says, what's up, Lagos? First time typing. I love your program. I love your show. I did not go for my job interview because of you guys.
Wow,
now? Ah. It's a much love. All right, bye. Okay, he had to wait for us to start before he goes for his interview.
Oh.
The very best. You are going to get that job. If you don't, you must get a job. They must give you. Well, go there with confidence, right? And if it's yours, you get it. All right, Lawan Damilola says, what's up, Lagos? My first time typing. I love you guys like Kilo D. Uh-huh.
Can we come back to what we're talking about today?
Yes, let's get back to it. I just want to take those messages on WhatsApp, Facebook. Let's go back.
Okay. child neglect.
Absolutely. That's what we're talking about. That's certainly what we're talking about.
As a form of child abuse.
Mm-hmm. That really got you the message.
It did.
The message.
It did. I'm sure that anybody who listened at the time when that anonymous caller called in would somewhat feel, you know, emotional or feel triggered.
Yeah.
Because like she said, the topic triggered a lot of, it's actually still triggering a lot of emotions going on because, you know, her growing up was, you know, like you said, you wanted to say that, you said when you off the mic, you were saying that we shouldn't judge people without knowing their story. So
do
she mentioned
anyone,
that the effect of what she had been through in the past, growing up as a child, the fact that her parents neglected her, it made her grow some kind of resentment, anger towards the world, where she doesn't ever want anybody asking her or probing her, knowing how she is or, you know, and that's a lot. She's actually in a mental state of abuse right now.
Yep.
But, I mean, anyway.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth. Don't judge people if you don't know their story. Don't assume someone is acting a certain way. Maybe it's aggressive, and you think, why is the guy aggressive like that? You're always aggressive. I don't like that. But I'm like, try and know their story. And the truth is, oh man, this is just a lot. If you don't know their story, I've had people judge me the way I react, the way I am. Why is it like that? Because they don't know my story. I have suffered a number of abuse too in the past. A lot of people. I mean, yes, a lot of that in the past. And I had to deliberately work on it and also seek expert advice. Thank God my wife, who's a counselor, and also many things in one. And not everyone is as lucky as I am. There are people who are still dealing with it. They might be managing to have, you know, keep their job, managing to keep even their marriage or relationship, but they have these things to deal with. Don't look at it like it's normal. Like someone said, if the parents neglected me because they had to fend for me, is that still neglect? Yes, it is neglect. Will it affect you? Yes, it will affect you. Do you know the extent of the effect? Yeah. No, you do not know, because you do not know how far it's going to affect you. So yes, these things have to be addressed.
That's right. So our question remains, what is your opinion on child neglect? And then if you have been neglected in the past, because, you know, like we said earlier, we were children at some point, and of course we had parents. And in the long run, we will definitely become parents, you know, one way or the other, right? So this conversation affects you one way or the other. So we are asking you, if you have been neglected by your parents in the past, how has it affected you? And I would like for you to share. Let's just use this platform as a therapy session, if you like.
Yeah.
just share with us your experience. Sometimes, like I said earlier, when you talk about these things, it's the starting point of your healing. All right, so share. Let's hear from you. Were you neglected as a child? And how do you think it has affected you?
That's right.
How can we even address it? Now, if you're a parent, you are, or a new parent, just like us, or you're new to what this kind of abuse is about, like we said earlier, it's an abuse, but most people don't see it as that because they're not aware that what they're doing one way or the other is an abuse on the child. Right. We're going to share with you some effects
of child abuse, you know, the neglect, child neglect as a form of abuse, after we hear from you.
Hello. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good to have you here.
Good morning. So I was listening, and yes, I think I do agree with the fact that even if they have to work, it's child neglect.
Okay.
Because I feel like you can work and still be there for your children.
That's right.
And I had like a practical example, because I was listening to that, and I was telling my husband in the house that, you know, this thing, whether you work or not, you can still be there. Because I remember my dad used to be a banker, and he used to work like late into the night. But if my dad came back, even if it was 3 a.m., he would go to everybody's room. And if you woke up the next morning, even though you will not find him in the house, you will know that daddy came home.
Mm.
He would make sure that you felt his presence. Like, he would either drop his, you know, his suits that he wore to work, or his belt, or his socks. Like, he would just make sure that we knew that he came home.
Mm.
And when it came to weekends, he used to tell his friends, please, don't visit me. Don't call me on weekends.
Wow.
I'm only available for my children.
Nice.
Wow. Saturday, Sunday, my dad made sure that we had his 100%. He would tell you, I don't go out on the weekend, only with my children. He takes us out only on the weekend. Like, if you come to his house on weekend and come and talk something, 1 hour, come and be going. Like, so even though he was really busy, and, you know, I remember my dad being a very busy person, I don't remember ever being neglected by him. And he would come back during the weekends. The other person was talking about not checking reports and everything.
Yeah.
My dad knew what position. My dad used to be the one to sign our report cards. There was something they used to do back then where you had to show your parents and they had to sign to show that they've seen it. My dad used to be the one to sign it. He used to tell my mom, don't sign it. I want to get it to sign it. Because my mom was always at home. So my dad is the one that would sign it. My dad knew what we were doing in school. Even up to university days, he would call me, what did you get this semester? Because I feel like work shouldn't be like an excuse to neglect your children.
Right.
You can always try. You know, being a parent is making sure that you have to multitask people, task if you have to. Because that's last, they didn't ask you to be here. You brought them here.
You brought them, exactly. That's right. What's your name, please? She's left already.
She had called the first. So it was a caller that called and talked about her. He asked the question if, you know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah, after listening. Now, we'll touch on those effects, but more calls.
Hello.
What's up, Lego?
What's up? Just a life.
Good morning, ma'am. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Igwe Victor.
Oh, Igwe Victor, let's talk.
Yeah, I enjoy your program.
Thank you. Thank you.
The topic about negligence on children, I think most times people don't do it intentionally, but there are effects based on what actually caused it.
Yeah.
Like broken homes could cause it. Then negligence per se, that maybe parents are very busy with their work and their jobs, it could also cause it. But I just have experience. I have a cousin who actually, because of broken home, the dad was not so close to the guy. He neglected the guy. Those days when we were young, we used to see the guy as, in fact, I don't know how to say it, but the guy was so unkept. He managed to get to a particular age. Now, the implication of the negligence that he suffered till this time is that at almost 50, he is not yet married. It got to the point that his personal hygiene was affected, his psychological stance or his intelligence, what everything was seriously affected. That even to build a relationship, as in relationship to boyfriend and girlfriend, he could not build because he had so low self-esteem that he couldn't even walk up to a lady, no matter the class of that lady, to initiate a relationship with the lady. Up to now, so even to a point that he went home, he started selling. He sold about 24 plots of land. Up to now, he doesn't know what. Or he didn't use the money to do anything.
Yeah.
So the implication is that it will affect the person's esteem. It will affect the person's courage and confidence as a human being.
That's right.
But what matters is no matter how, just like the last person that just stopped, no matter how busy you are with your job, my wife is a banker. She comes home, even when she comes home late, she must make sure she do all the things she has to do to our child and make sure that the impact and the influence and the relationship is established.
Yeah.
She wakes up very early and does anything. So
I hope you support her too. Hope you support her
yes,
too.
Yes, I do.
Very
know,
well. Not just support, or do well.
I do.
I will ask her. I'll call her now and ask her.
You ran away.
Just kidding. More calls, right? What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. That's right. You have 30 seconds left.
Okay. My own is that, you see, I have this.
There's some noise coming from your side. If you want to put that off quickly before we move on.
I'll turn it down.
Okay, great. Let's talk. Yeah.
You see, when we are talking about neglect, you see, I have this, my daughter. Anytime they are having PTA meeting in their school, she tells me, "Dad, I want you to come." So, in most times, I usually go. But recently, I decided, okay, don't let me go. This time around, for about two meetings ago now, I have not been attending. I said, "Tell your mom." But the mom is a working class. She has to leave home around 5 o'clock, but she tried her best. She come back home around 5 and 6, but she still try her best to put things in order.
Okay.
The weekend, she give it to them. But what I want to point out is that these children, they too, they are very, very tricky. Like this morning, what she does, that my daughter, she had to leave home early. She said she wants to go to school around 7 o'clock because they are writing exam. And she did not do her duty. And I told her, "See, you are not taking anything out of the house." She came to me pleading. I said, "No, there is difference between discipline and neglect. I'm not going to neglect you, but I'm going to discipline you."
Okay.
So that is what I did to her.
All
then
right.
Secondly, my daughter is having her birthday on the 29th, which is Andrea's month.
Okay.
I don't know how you are going to help them. Like the noise you said you are hearing in the background is their song.
Okay.
Which, yes.
They did a song.
Yes.
Okay, you can chat us. You can chat us privately.
I tried twice to meet you.
Chat up privately. Just chat us on Instagram or, privately.
Okay, like this is the song that they did that you are hearing underneath now.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, send it to us. We'll definitely do something about it.
Okay.
I mean, it's beautiful to hear that your daughters have a song. And trust me, we'd love to play it. We love to play it. Thank you so much. Well,
why am I feeling like the reason he called was because of the late?
But it's okay.
because I know. I was wondering, where is the conversation going?
Anyways, this certainly will be a part two of this conversation because we have less than 10 more minutes to be here before we switch to Power Solutions. Okay. We're going to talk about some of the effects, the all types of abuse and neglect leave effects on the children.
That's right.
And these effects will be called as scars. And some of these scars might be physical or emotional scarring, you know, has long-lasting effect than even the physical. Andrea talked about this earlier.
Yeah, it does.
You know, and it could be throughout their life. It's not a question of, okay, you know, a scar, you just sit there, but it may not necessarily, you know, stay with you the rest of your life. But trust me, these effects can be all your life, damaging a child's sense of self, you know, their future relationships, you know, the way they react because of this effect of the abuse.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to function at home, work, in school.
That's right.
So the effect of abuse and neglect on the child would include a whole lot.
That's right. And we're going to highlight a few things that I think that if you're a parent or a parent-to-be, you should take this serious. Now, there's lack of trust and relationship difficulties, and this can happen in a child that is being neglected. Remember the caller who chose to be anonymous and how she said that she's been having difficulties in trusting people, having relationship with people, and, you know, she lashes out at people, she's getting angry all the time. That is one of the side effects of child neglect, which is a form of abuse. There's also trouble regulating your emotions. Being angry all the time, anger is an emotion. And the fact that she cannot regulate that emotion, it's a problem for her. And that's because of what she has been through in the past, which, of course, we're talking about the child neglect.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that, trouble regulating emotion. Abused children cannot express emotions safely. As a result, the emotions get stuffed down, coming out in unexpected ways. Anything could trigger it. Any single thing could trigger.
Why are you looking like that?
Emotions.
Pop, spark.
Emotions all around. It could be emotions that would tear them down, crying. It could be emotions that could get them angry. You know, all of these emotions, they come to bear. They come to fore because of the abuse that they've been through in the past. There's also a core feeling of being worthless. You see, that is one of the things that could destroy an individual if not taken care of. In a sense, you feel worthless. That means your life is worthless. There's nothing you can do that is meaningful. You don't feel any sense of worth because you have been abused by being neglected by your parents who were supposed to be your first care.
Teacher.
Right. So these are one of the, or part of the, I would say, we mentioned just three, but these are the signs. Tomorrow we'll have a part two of this conversation where we'll also highlight the curses of child neglect. And would
and the signs, we also try to highlight some of the signs that you can identify and say, if this child is behaving this way, it's already being abused. Because some parents right now will probably learn and say, ah, it's as if I've been abusing this, my picking, this neglect. Neglect is not, there's no, say you are going to hustle. You are going to hustle. And because you want to hustle, it's not for the same truth I'm hustling for. And you don't pay attention to their needs. Their needs is not just what you provide.
Provide for them, that's
emotional
right.
needs. They have attention needs. They need all these needs. You have to find a way of doing it.
Yeah.
And let them know that you are doing it.
Yeah.
If you do not, then you'll be abusing them. And there are signs to note.
Yeah.
And these signs we try to share tomorrow when we do the part two of this conversation.
That's right.
Who's ready for that?
I think
you have a list of messages.
Yeah, we have. All right, let's read the messages. I think everybody should be tuning in. Should tune in tomorrow because it will be a broader conversation tomorrow.
Yeah, we might have a guest.
Yeah, we'll be learning. We'll be learning and, you know, sharing experiences as well. Like I said, it's going to be a form of therapy for people who are also experiencing this, so you can talk about it because we're here to listen to you.
That's right.
Let's see. My name is Stair. She says, or he says, well, okay, I think it's a she. She's saying, well, do you know that for like 3 weeks now, my dad and I are not on talking mood? I grew up always scared of that man. I wanted someone I could relate to. I don't have a mom, but I have been, kept to myself. Try talking to my dad, but instead he blots out. Sometimes he's not supposed to say to me, or some things he's not supposed to say to me. I grew up having bad temper issues, but when I got to school, I met people, etc., and my temper problem just reduced. I'm an only child, but I don't feel it. Honestly, I'm tired of my life.
Wow.
You see the feeling of worthlessness we're talking about? And that's somebody sharing her experience.
I mean, the dad probably does not know that she is hurting.
Obviously.
Or maybe the dad himself was abused and then he doesn't even know. It could just be, yeah.
It transpires. Exactly, it happens. That's why I said it's a cycle. You know?
Oh, boy.
A child will definitely become a parent one day and that parent will definitely have a child one day. And it's what that child or that parent has experienced in the past would, you know, transfer to the child.
Yep.
And it goes on and on in circles.
Absolutely. So for anyone who's feeling down, for somebody to say, I don't even like my life right now, I've heard a lot of that, I have a song to sign out with for you. So I want you to listen to that song and listen to the lyrics of the song and get blessed. See, I want you to change your mindset from today.
Okay, we'll take this message. There are a lot of it and we're sorry that we cannot take all, but we're hoping that you can resend this text message tomorrow. As Sanwar Crystal says, what's up Lagos? Cheers to life. Good morning, the techers. The kind of abuse I experienced is more of verbal abuse to the extent that I was sent out of the house and a lot more. These are my blood aunties. I didn't know where to go because I was younger. Today, in one way or the other, it's affecting me and even my relationship with them.
Wow, more messages coming in here.
Yeah, there was a message I saw earlier, and I don't know where that message went to now.
They ran away. There are so many messages, man.
There are so many messages. Okay, let me take this. Coming from Familionaire, and he's sending this message from Abulegba. He says, what's up, Lagos, Andrea, and Colin Sticker? Thank you for this show every day. I have equipped myself with enough weapons in my arsenal in the area of marriage, how to be a great husband. In the area of fatherhood, paying attention to my child. I'm so blessed to have enough information to roll with. Now you are opening my eyes to the area of how to avoid neglect because I want to be opposite of everything my dad was to us growing up to my own kids. My second name should be neglect, but I wouldn't belabor it. I would like to see, share your experience.
Yell.
Familia, please do share your experience, right? Share it. Sometimes we don't know the extent of how hurt we have been or how, you know, really damaged we are until we start talking about it, sharing the stories. And you start saying, so this thing really happened to me like this. So it was this deep. So just go ahead and share.
Hey, Ali. Talk. How are you?
I'm tired, Shadi. My bank is bashing my head with charges.
Have I not shown you how to break free from Sofahead banking?
Is it that Kuda something?
Kuda, Ali. It's Kuda.
That one, Kuda. Are they even safe?
Hey, where do I start? They don't charge me account or card maintenance fees.
My bank has even charged for a debit card I don't have.
My Kuda card was free and delivered to my house free. I have never paid a naira for owning this card.
What about transfers?
Kuda will give you 25 free transfers to other banks every single month for the rest of your life.
You're right, Sha. Shadi. Is your hotspot on?
Better use your own data.
Shadi. Kuda Microfinance Bank gives you an account with free transfers, a free card, and zero ridiculous fees. Break free now. Get Kuda on Google Play or the App Store now and open a full bank account in a few minutes. Kuda. The bank of the free.
I am Simone Cipriani.
And I'm Claire Press.
You are listening to the Ethical Fashion Podcast.
Get ready for another season of the EFI podcast series.
Change starts at the grassroots level from the collective efforts of people.
This Friday at 12:15 to 1 p.m. This series will explore topics relevant today more than ever.
The systems that we live in are operating with 100% efficiency.
Through the voice of African creatives and leaders, hosted by Simone Cipriani and Claire Press, the series explores issues driving the conversation around ethical fashion. The discussions featuring African leaders and creatives range from female power and wildlife conservation to African entrepreneurship. Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
All right, it's 11:28, and of course, I need to step up the studio right now for Power Solutions. A great conversation we've had so far. Trust me, there's going to be a part two tomorrow. It's a very deep and sensitive conversation. And it's also a very important conversation that we should have. Right, Colin?
Absolutely. It's very important. With the response that we've gotten from a lot of people sharing their experiences, it only keeps me with the thought that I was right when I said there could be a lot of broken people on the streets
walking
today wearing
around.
Suits. A lot of people who have, you know, are just there like... They just believe that life, and that's scary to think about it.
It is scary.
And tomorrow, I'm happy that we're going to have a part two of this conversation.
That's right.
Guys, hope you join us then, because we can't wait to have it.
Keep it a date. If you don't keep it a date, you miss out.
That's right.
All right, this is where I say my goodbyes to Lagos, Nigeria. I love you. I am Andrea Odwobi. Take care.
Well, thank you, Andrea. And I'm Collins.